听到说啊，好像说关在他的里面一样
，all shut in。
他没有这个能力来交通出来
，There's no power to release what they have inside。
好像是自己这份死里头水是进满了
，So it's water reservoir. There's plenty water there。
但是没有管子把它流出来
，But there's no pipe to release the water。
这样叫人也得不着恩典
，And because that people cannot receive grace and help from them。
甚至于在这样的人中间
，even among this kind of people，
有人就轻看了第一众人的那个观念
，and they look down the first people as all the first view。
他们说这些人所证明的是不过是情感
，and he says those who are baptized still is an emotional experience。
外面兴奋兴奋
，it's very external excitement，
并非你们有什么价值
，there's no value in it。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是今天对圣灵的洗礼两种相反的。
These are the two views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit。
真理在哪里呢
？Where lies the truth？
真理就是两个都有。
Truth includes both views。
真理是告诉我们说
，The truth teaches us，
不错
，True，
就说严格的。圣经的教训呢
？According to the strict teaching of the Bible，
是我们在信主的时候已经受了圣灵。
It is true we when we believe we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit。
怎么知道呢
？How do we know？
如果你知道圣灵的洗礼意义
，If you know the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit，
你就知道。
You will know。
许多的人对于圣灵的洗礼意义不清楚
，Because most people they are not familiar with the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit。
我们一讲到圣灵的洗礼
，The more we mention the baptism of the Holy Spirit，
我们就想到那个火焰
，We think of fire。
我们想到那一阵大风
，We think of the wind。
换一句话说
，Another word。
圣的五旬节是什么呢
？That is Pentecost。
五旬节就是风雾和火。
Pentecost is fire and wind。
就是看得见也听得见。
It's what you can hear and what you can see。
这就是五旬节。
That is Pentecost。
弟兄姊妹
，Honestly，
这个不过五旬节外面的那种的现象。
But that is just the external manifestation of Pentecost。
五旬节真正的意义在哪里呢
？But the true where lies the true meaning of Pentecost。
按照圣经的教训。
According to the biblical teaching,
五旬节真正的教训是两个。
The teaching of Pentecost is in two ways.
Come
two
ways. 你记得彼得怎么说呢
？You know how Peter puts it.
他说你们今天所看见的
，He said what you see today.
你们今天所听见的
，What you hear today.
是告诉你们一件事
，It tells you one thing.
神已经高举了耶稣
，God has already exalted His Son Jesus.
已经立他为主为基督
，And He has made Him both Lord and Christ.
什么是圣灵的洗呢
？What is the baptism of Holy Spirit？
圣灵的洗是叫我们看见耶稣是主。
The baptism of Holy Spirit to let us see that Christ is Lord。
给我们看见他是我们的头，我们的元首。
So that we will see that He is our head。
什么是圣灵的洗呢
？What is the baptism of Holy Spirit？
到了哥林多前书第十二章里面
，When comes First Corinthians 12，
他说我们在一个灵里面进成一个身体
，In one spirit we're all baptized into one body。
不只是犹太人，是希利人
，What is Jews or Greek？
我们也都引喻为圣灵
，And we all partook of the same spiritual drink。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
乃是圣灵把我们进成一个身体。
Holy Spirit baptizes us into the one body.
我们本来是一个一个单独的人。
Before, formerly, we were all individuals.
但是现在呢
？But now,
圣灵把我们进成一个身体。
The Holy Spirit baptizes us into a body.
我们成了这个身体上的肢体。
We all become a member of the body of this body.
圣灵的洗就是做这两件事。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.Has these two aspects.
一面叫我们看见基督是我们的头。
One on one hand, we see that Christ is our head.
一面是给我们看见我们是彼此所肢体。
On the other, we see that we are members one of another.
这个是圣灵的洗礼的意义。
This is the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
风和火不过是灵世的现象。
The fire and the wind are just the actions. It's a temporal phenomenon.
所以我们不要在那里去注意那个风和火。
So we should not dwell on the fire, on the wind.
我们要注意那个树林的实际。
We must dwell on the spiritual substance that are there.
是不是很积极的？
Is that strange?
当你得救了之后
After you're saved
在你的里面
Inwardly
你就看见耶稣是主吗
You recognize that Jesus is Lord
是不是在你的里面
Is that inside you?
你就是在凡事上要遵循他的旨意
You know inwardly that you must please him in all things
虽然你不一定遵循他的旨意
You may not do all he wants you to do
但是你里面很清楚
But you know inside
如果你不遵循他的旨意
But you do not do his will
你不让耶稣做你的主
If you will not allow him to be Lord, you have no peace within. The Holy Spirit is saying,
Jesus is
Lord. The Holy Spirit is saying, Christ is Lord. Isn't that we all have this experience? After we see
Lord,
and you look at the Lord, one who believes, you never met before.
Once
you look, you thought you have an impression, you knew each other long ago. There's an inward invisible link there.
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
那为什么你有这个感觉?
Why we have this feeling?
因为你在身体的里面。
Because you are in the body of Christ.
如果你不在身体的里面,
you are not in the body,
你不会有这个感觉。
You have all this feeling.
是不是
Isn't it true?
所以你要看严格
We'll see
严格地说了
Strictly speaking
我们信主的时候
After we believe
我们不但因着圣灵重生了
We are not only born by the Spirit
并且我们在圣灵里头进到一个身体
And the Spirit we enter into the body
就说真理来讲
As far as truth is concerned
神照着他的旨意把我们安排在这个身体的里面
According to God's sovereignty He arranges into the body part
因为对于我们每一个人神有他的旨意
Because in each one of us God has his will
圣灵就随着他的意思给我们每一个肢体有相当的恩赐
Therefore the Holy Spirit gives grace gifts to each of the members
你不能想象说一个身体出来了
You cannot imagine here's the body
但是呢这个肢体呀、没有功能
and the members they have no usefulness
神给我们眼睛
God give us sight
神又给我们能看的能力
God also give us the seeing ability
神给我们手
God give us hand
神就给那个手有拿的
And God also gives that hand the ability to hold and to handle things.
所以就说真理来讲
As far as truth is concerned.
就说神在基督里为我们所做成的来讲
As far as all that the Lord has accomplished for.
我们所有神蒙神成就的人
All those who belong to the Lord.
我们都在基督的身体里面
We are all in the body of Christ.
我们每一个人是不同的肢体
We are all different. We are all different members.
你不要在那里羡慕别人的肢体
Do not try to copy another person.
是神把你放在那个肢体上。
God put you there.
这一生也按照你这个肢体的功用给你圣灵的恩赐。
God also, according to the work in trust to give you grace.
恩赐已经在你的里面了。
Gift is already there.
这一个是客观的真理。
This is objective truth.
我们要把这客观的真理抓住。
We must hold on to the truth.
现在我们要跑到主观的经历。
Now let's bring into our subjective experience.
不错，就说基督的工作来说
，as far as the work of Christ，
我们已经在基督的身体里了。
We are already in the body of Christ.
我们也已经领受了圣灵的恩赐。
We already have been received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄。
Sisters,
要我们真正的活在身体的里面
We are to really live in the body
要我们真正的运用圣灵的恩赐
We really need to make use of the gift that we have received
我们需要来经历圣灵的充满
We need to experience the fullness of the filled with Holy Spirit
圣灵的洗礼是一次
The baptism of Holy Spirit is one
永远不重复的
It can never be repeated again
你如果读四书经章的话
If you read the book of Acts
你看见用到圣灵的洗
If you take the term the baptism of the Spirit
只有两个地方
Only twice. One is on the day of Pentecost, and the other place in the home communion. Those two times are not really two times, but actually one time. Because the Pentecost, day of Pentecost is for the Jew, it was for the Jew. And the house of Corinthians, it was for the Gentiles. Therefore, in that one baptism, we enter into the one body. Not just the Jew, not the Jew, but just the Greek. So here we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We become the body.
这个名字从此之后你不看见。
So this term it will not repeat it again in the Bible.
在使徒行传里头你没有看见。
You do not find it in the book of Acts.
不错，在哥林多前书十二章里再有一次。
Of course, in 1 Corinthians 12 mentioned it again.
因为它有解说这个生命力。
Because it bears explain the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行传里你看见的那些是什么呢？
Now what do we find there in the book of Acts?
它有另外一个字。
They use another word.
It means
filled with the Spirit.
不用洗,用充满.
It's not the word baptism, but filled.
洗是团体的.
Baptism is corporate.
充满是个人.
To be filled is individual.
洗只有一次.
Baptism only took place once.
充满可以多少次.
To be filled is to be frequent.
充满就是把 你的那个客观的真理变成你主观的真理。
To be filled is to take the objective of the Holy Spirit into our subjective experience.
所以我很喜欢这个解说。
So I often like this explanation.
你知道这个不过你可以现在恐怕10年左右。
Maybe this is about within the last 10 years or so.
这一个说法它是先是从天主教那一代神学家里头说的。
This explanation came from the Catholic theologian.
你知道在天主教里头许多人受了圣灵。
You know, in the Catholic Church, many will have received the Holy Spirit.
当他们受了圣灵之后,
after they received the Holy Spirit,
他们中间也有一些神学家在那里解释这个事。
And there were theologians try to explain this phenomenon.
他就告诉人说,
they tell people,
你们今天的经历,
what you have experienced today
is
not really something new. You activate what was originally that was there. Activating. It's something that was already there.
但是这个dormant现在哪里？现在
So what was there before and now it's been activated. So
you
are not seeking a new experience. So you only allow what the Lord has given to you a rekindle or reactivate
it.
As though you received the gift at that moment. But that gift had already given to you long ago. But now you're just simply activating your gift. And now you can use this gift to serve God. So we must see. We are here serving God. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit manifests the Holy Spirit comes in two different ways. One is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling power of the Holy Spirit is the power of life. One is the outpouring power of the Holy Spirit. This power is the power of gift. But the origin is one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
the Holy Spirit dwells within.
如果你让他充满你的话,
if you allow him to fill you, life will flow out. That is power.
如果今天你接受了圣灵的浇灌,
today if you receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
这个也是圣灵的充满,
it's also the filling of the Spirit. And the gift is now activated. In the original,
圣灵用字是非常仔细的。
The way the Holy Spirit used words very exact.
你如果看使徒行传的话，
if you look into the book of Acts,
使徒行传用充满这两个字。
It used the word fill.
懂得希腊原文的人，
those who know the Greek,
知道说虽然都是充满，
even though the word is fill,
但是是两个稍微有一点变化的字眼。
But there are two words that are slightly different.
在英文里就是 fill,
but in English it's all translated fill.
中文就是充满，
and Chinese is same.
但是呢，在原文的里面是两个稍微有一点 variation, 有一点不同的样子。
But in the original there is a slight variation.
一个是 plethor,
one word is plethor.
P-L-E-T-H-O, 如果你要把它变成英文的话。
The spelling is C-L-E-T-H-O, plethor.
Plethor. 这个字是充满。
That word is translated as fill.
这个用在使徒行传第二章第四节。
It's used in Acts 2:4.
四章八节。
Acts 4:8.
四章三十一节。
Acts 4:31.
九章十七节。
Acts 9:17.
十三章第九节。
Acts 39.
当然这个字也用在使徒行传还有其他的地方。
Of course, this word was also used elsewhere.
但是与圣灵没有关系。
But not connected with the Spirit.
所以我是提出与圣灵有关系。
So I mentioned this word that is connected with the Spirit.
这一个字的充满是外面的充满。
This word, the fill that's used in this, this few verses is from the outpouring, the outside.
Feel from the outside.
Outside. Yeah, outside.
外面也充
满。It's feeling from the outside.
还有一个字。
Another word. Another word.
Plero.
Plero.
P-L-E-R-O-O. 也是充满。
It also means fill.
四徒行传第二章第二节。
It's to be found in Acts 2:2.
十三章五十二节。
Acts 13:52.
这个充满是里面的充满。
This still is the feeling within.
希望说是在现在第二章。
For example, in Acts 2.
有一阵大风吹来，充满了这个屋子。
And the wind that filled the house.
这个风啊，充满屋子是充满在里面的。
The wind that filled the house is still inside the house.
他们就被圣灵充满。随着圣灵的恩赐说方言了。
And they were filled with the Spirit and they also tongue.
这个充满是外面。
This fill is from the outside.
这个火焰的是头，像火焰的是像在他们身上。
Because the top of fire was on each of them.
所以你就看见说有里面的充满，有外面的充满。
So we see there's an inward feeling and the outside feeling.
里面的充满是圣灵自己。
The filling within is the Spirit Himself.
所以我们要顺服他。
Therefore, we have to obey the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第五章
Acts 5,
告诉我们说
it says there,
神把圣灵赐给那顺服他的人。
God gives Spirit to those who obey.
因为是圣灵自己。
Because it's Spirit Himself.
他是神。
He's God.
我们要顺服他。
We have to obey.
外面浇灌的圣灵。
The outpouring or outfilling of the Spirit.
圣灵的能力 manifestation 他的彰显。
It is manifestation of the Spirit.
不是圣灵伟哥的自己。
It's not the person, the Spirit, the person.
乃是他的彰显。
It is his manifestation.
所以哥林多前书这样说。
So in First Corinthians we have here
在十四章
14
32 他说先知的灵叫服从先知。
The spirit of the prophet obey the prophet.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
住在你里面的圣灵是圣灵自己。
The indwelling spirit is the spirit himself.
你要顺服他。
You have to obey.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
但是降在你身上的那个。
But the comes upon of the Holy Spirit.
不是圣灵自己。
It's not the person of
the Spirit. 他的 manifestation 是他的彰显。
It is the manifestation of the Spirit.
反而他要顺服你。
And that we have to obey you.
啊，不然的话就乱了。
Otherwise, it will create chaos.
啊，你知道哥林多前书十四章那是教会聚会的时候。
You know, First Corinthians 14 refers to the meeting.
那么有人要说方言了。
Yeah, in case someone wants to speak in tongues.
有人要做先知讲道。
One wants to prophesy.
那他说是圣灵降在我身上，我没有办法。
He said, the Holy Spirit upon me, I cannot help.
我管不住的。
I cannot, I have no control.
我不管。
I don't care.
我要说方言就说了。
If I want to say, I don't
care. 没有人帮我。
Even though there's no one to speak with
us,
I have no control over myself. That's wrong. The spirit of the prophet obeys the prophet. And then we can meet in an orderly manner as God speaks.
Brothers
and sisters, even though we have all these words, I hope we can really see.
对不起，我要借用的时间了。
Maybe I'll borrow a few more.
今天恐怕要借的多了。
Maybe I'll borrow more time.
因为我想这个我一定要说的。
I believe I have to share this from my heart.
虽然我们在解说的时候，
when we explain this matter,
我们说有内住的圣灵，有浇灌的圣灵。
So we say there is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the power of life from within. And what is the power to expand your gift? But brothers and sisters, I hope you will not separate the two.
你知道今天在基督教里的难处就把这两个分开。
The problem in the church today is because we're separating these two.
因为圣灵只有一位。
Because there is only one spirit.
这个能力都是从他来。
Because all power comes from him.
所以让我们不要把这个分开。
So do not separate the two.
当我们在那里寻求充满的时候，
when we seek to be filled by the Holy Spirit,
也许有的人说里面充满，充得那么满就满出来了。
So you are so full and there's an overflow.
有的人在追求充满的时候，
some people seeking to be filled.
你外面在那里浇浇的那么多，把里面也浇满了。
And you fill from within.
不要在那里浇啊，你这个缸的口啊灌在哪里？
Do not put the cap on your vessel.
所以你外面好像热热闹闹，里面还是冷冷清。
Even though it's outside you have a lot of excitement, but it's empty inside.
你只有恩赐，没有生命。
You have the gift, but you have no life.
反过来也是一样。On the other hand, 如果你寻求里面的充满，
if you only seek the infilling within,
你不要把门关起来。
And you don't check your door.
让它能满出来。
Allow it to flow up.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
实在说来是一个，
simply speaking is one.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Spirit.
在这里我又要以亲爱的弟兄你说这句话。
Yeah, I'll use for the next word.
因为我没有办法说的像他那么清楚。
Because I cannot say as good as clear as him.
特别是青年
人， particularly with the young people.
我们要侍奉神。
We want to serve God.
青年人光有热心没有用。
Young people who have only zeal are not adequate.
要在生命上其实学习和对付。
Must learn the actual dealing in life.
开头可以有恩赐的事情。
In the beginning, you may serve with gifts.
以后就要逐渐转到生命的事情。
But later, you must gradually grow into life.
对青年人要求不能太高。
Do not over demand the young people.
要他们一开头就完全进入生命的侍奉是不可能的。
For them to enter into the true life, full life ministry is not possible.
这需要年日。
It will take time.
这需要实际的经历。
It will need practical experience.
他们开头可以有恩赐的侍奉。
Initially, they may serve with gifts.
但是不要以此为满足。
But do not be satisfied with that.
要追求达到生命的事。
But must seek the life of service of life.
我想这几句话实在是宝贝。
I believe these words, few words are very precious.
我们看哥林多前书的时候，
When you look at First Corinthians,
我们知道哥林多的教会是满有恩赐。
We know that the Corinthian church is full of gifts.
他们在恩赐上不后于人。
They, no one can compare them as far as gifts. But when they're using their gifts to serve, what kind of condition do they have? But when it comes to 2 Corinthians, when we see the service of Paul, his service was a service of life. Even though he was full of gifts, but life was behind the gift. You know what life, gift is like? Gift is like a channel, a tool. Gift is like a tool.
这个工具放在谁的手里？
Whoever possesses this tool,
那就发生什么结果？
And you will get that result.
你把一把刀放在一个小孩子的手里，
If you put the knife into a hand of a child,
他可能要伤自己，也要伤别人。
He will not only hurt himself, he also hurt other people.
但是你把这把刀放在一个成人的手里，
But if you place this knife in a full grown person,
他可以用这把刀做许多的事。
And he can use that tool to do many things.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们在那里运用恩赐的时候，
When we are exercising our gifts,
我们要让生命来支配我们的恩赐。
We must allow life to govern our gifts.
这样的话，这个恩赐不会出毛病。
Therefore, the gifts will not be misused.
否则的话，恩赐常常要出毛病。
Otherwise, gifts will create problems.
这个是我们今天在基督教里面所看见的。
That is what we observe among Christianity today.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在这里你看见，
Here we see,
需要十字架。
We need the cross.
我们实在需要十字架的功课。
We need the work of the cross.
就是在恩赐这件事情上。
Even in the matter of gifts.
我们也要学习十字架。
We need to learn the cross.
让十字架来对付我们的肉体。
Allow the cross to deal with our flesh.
好叫我们不凭着肉体来用我们的恩赐。
And so that we will not rely on our flesh to exercise the gift that we have.
如果我们用我们的肉体来用恩赐的话，
If we use our flesh to exercise the gift,
你知道这个结果是什么？
You know the consequence.
这个结果就是为自己建立国
度。And the end is we establishing our own kingdom.
所以我们需要十字架。
So we need the cross.
我们需要十字架，除去我们自己的生命。
So we need the cross to get rid of that self-life.
我们需要十字架来破碎我们魂的生命。
We need the cross to break the self-life.
我们这样就是一个破碎的人。
It will be a broken vessel.
生命从我们里面就能涌流出。
And then life can flow through us.
就说信我的人。
God says, Christ, those who believe in me, from their belly will flow rivers of living water.
So if we are
not broken,
then
the Holy Spirit cannot flow. This is the work of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
十字架能一面释放生命。
On the one side, the cross releases life.
里面能使用恩赐。
On the other hand, it can use the gift.
没有十字架，
If without cross, nothing can be done.
所以我们说，
Therefore we say,
加冕乃在无形之
前。That we say, Calvary precedes Pentecost.
这是我们弟兄昨天晚上。
That's what our brother shared last evening.
我们需要十字架。
We need the work of the cross.
这样生命也释放，
then life can be released.
恩赐也能运用的合乎，
and then the gift will be properly used according to God's will.
那最后，
lastly,
我们怎样 能赐我这个能力呢？
How do we receive this power?
我在这里稍微举一点。
I'll just share a couple points.
第一点。
First.
我们必须看见我们不能。
We must recognize that we cannot serve.
你知道这是一个不容易的。
It's not easy.
我们一蒙恩得救了之后
Once we are saved,
我们